And I-15 northbound are easy. I'm Len Thomas.
Our top court on the far side of the Atlantic takes the unusual step of trying a woman in absentia for child abuse after she was convicted of a similar charge in Summit County. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour is live with more on what's next in this international case. Peter?
Well, Scott, that American nanny has been convicted and sentenced to prison even in absentia for child abuse charges overseas, much like the ones she was convicted for in Park City. 32-year-old Aubrey Anderson may be extradited to Belgium, where she could get a new trial. Her attorney, Clayton Sims, says she may welcome it.
She maintains her innocence in terms of what happened in Belgium, and she's always done that. I mean, she looks forward, actually, to sort of clearing her name and telling her story about what really happened in Belgium.
The State Department has not announced if it'll work with Belgian authorities. In both cases, Anderson broke the bones of two infant sets of twins and got 5 years probation and time served in Utah. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Troubling news out of Tooele County this week. Chief Deputy Sheriff Duke North says a 30-year-old skydiver was flown to the University of Utah after sustaining head and leg injuries.
On Sunday, we had a call from the Tooele Valley Airport requesting medical assistance for a skydiver who had experienced a hard landing.
North says the woman's parachute deployed, but something went wrong. She died Sunday night due to her injuries. Deputies are not releasing her name at her family's request.
KSL's top national story this hour. The U.S. will sit down with the Taliban to hopefully resolve the ongoing war in Afghanistan. But the president isn't making any big promises. Cleon Wall is live in the KSL National News Desk with more on the story. Cleon?
Scott, just to get to this point, the Taliban pledged not to use Afghanistan as a base to threaten other countries. And President Obama said it's an important first step, but he says they have a long way to go.
Any insurgent group, including the Taliban, is going to need to accept an Afghan constitution that renounces ties with Al-Qaeda.
The news comes as the Taliban announces it has set up headquarters in Qatar. Talks will begin in the next few days. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan says a political solution is the only way to end the war in the country. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories we are following for you. 5 years after an attack in Times Square, there's an effort underway to catch a serial bike bomber. ABC's Aaron Katursky reports.
Newly released surveillance images show someone riding a bicycle toward the military recruiting station in Times Square and dropping off a bomb. Moments later, an explosion with a cloud of smoke. Whoever did it, the FBI says, may also be responsible for two other unsolved bombings here in New York at the British consulate in 2005 and the Mexican consulate in 2007. The FBI is offering a $65,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of a bomber who's still on the run.
No one was injured in that blast.
Politics on KSL News Radio. A California congressman delivers a warning for the U.S. House Speaker John Boehner, saying he'll be removed as Speaker if he allows a vote on immigration reform. Boehner, for his part, says it's up to Democrats to meet Republicans in the middle.
If they're serious about getting an immigration bill finished, I think the President and Senate Democrats ought to reach out to their Republican colleagues to build broad bipartisan support for the bill.
Now, when a reporter asked Boehner if the congressman's prediction was accurate, Boehner laughed and replied, maybe.
President Barack Obama is in Germany, where he will spend a whirlwind day meeting with government officials. He arrived in Berlin following a two-day summit of the Group of Eight industrial nations in Northern Ireland.
Military women have been to war, but the Pentagon never officially sent them to combat. When that will change was the subject of a hearing today. ABC's Andy Field reports from Washington.
Sending women to combat won't happen overnight. The training alone won't start till next year. And Major General Bennett Skolick says some branches are still studying if they can do it.
At this point, no decisions have been made. And I'll state that again. We haven't made any decisions whatsoever.
The Navy will work faster. They start training women for river combat patrols right away. Andy Field, ABC News.
A family from Kaysville got a scare when a bear wandered into their campsite. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has more.
11-year-old Baden Kelly was walking with his sister when they spotted a bear behind their camp trailer. The two started running and the bear started chasing them until their older brother ran up and screamed and waved. The bear stopped long enough for the three to get safely into a cabin.
The bear ended up digging through coolers in several campsites. The bear was eventually put down when it tried to attack a ranger who tracked it down.
More than a third of New York City residents' homes are now in evacuation zones that have been updated and expanded after Superstorm Sandy. Altogether, the six new zones incorporate about 3 million people. That's about 37% of the population. Many storms will likely require evacuating only some zones.
So emergency room patients will now have an option of waiting in the comfort of their own home instead of the ER itself. For non-life-threatening injuries, you can now just visit the UtahER.com and make an appointment at ISIS hospitals. ISIS's Melinda Meyer hopes that it will relieve stress.
The notion is that you can wait in the comfort of your own home or, you know, in your current location until your expected time.
Now, the system called InQuicker has you provide basic information about your emergency. Available hospitals include Salt Lake Regional, Jordan Valley, Pioneer Valley, and Davis Hospital and Medical Center.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
The fine line banks must walk when they suspect fraud. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Plus, we have I-15 delays at the South Interchange. We'll check your traffic and weather together coming up every 10 minutes on the 9.
KSL News Time, 4:05.
Save big with Utah Community Credit Union's Summer Loan Sale with auto rates as low as 2.19% fixed APR. Lock in your auto rate now and use it anytime within the next 90 days. It's easy to lock in your 2.19% auto rate, but you must hurry. Visit uccu.com or call 801-223-8188 and say, lock my rate. That's 801-223-8188. UCCU. Inspiring smart decisions. Member NCUA. Utah Community Credit Union offers you the best home equity line of credit with an intro rate of 1.99% for 9 months and 3.74% thereafter and no closing fees. A home equity line of credit from UCCU is the smart decision. Get the lowdown at uccu.com or call 801-223-7650 to get the best home equity line of credit. That's 801-223-7650. UCCU. Inspiring smart home equity decisions. Some restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender.
Are you saying no to social functions, worrying about every food and drink you consume, always scouting out the nearest restroom? Well, you're not alone. Erickson Research and Development is conducting a clinical research study with an investigational drug to see if it helps relieve the pain and diarrhea associated with irritable bowel syndrome. If you are 18 to 80 years of age, have diarrhea predominant irritable bowel syndrome, you may be eligible. Qualified participants will receive study medication or inactive placebo, study-related testing, physical exams, and lab work at no charge. Compensation may be available to qualified participants for each completed visit for time and travel. For more information, please call Erickson Research and Development at 801-614-5505. Irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, affects about 1 out of 10 people or more. Call today to learn more. 801-614-5505.
Need a separate
longer lines at the DMV.
To be in a car that drives itself? Doesn't make any sense.
1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
More on the controversy involving Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, and Melissa Etheridge. I'm ABC's Jason Nathanson with that. Coming up.
This portion of our news sponsored by the Shane Company. Get the best prices on the world's most beautiful sapphires handpicked in Bangkok only at Shane Company. KSL News Time, 4:08.
Salt Lake City's council says it's time to start funding upkeep on roads and parks. Council this afternoon passed a proposed budget that includes an $8 million property tax increase. Mayor Ralph Becker has threatened to veto the increase.
Davis County Sheriff's investigators have uncovered a car burglary ring after one of the thieves made a crucial misstep close to home. Police say Matthew Robert King stole thousands of dollars from a friend's safe. Detective Ken Warnheis says deputies looked further into King and determined he was part of a small ring that had been breaking into cars in multiple cities.
They seemed to like iPods, iPads, binoculars, tablet computers, tools. We found road flares, which is kind of an odd thing to take.
King ran from police two different times when they tried to apprehend him. They say he had marijuana on him at the time of his arrest. More arrests are now possible.
Now, the president of the Utah Bankers Association thinks it's ridiculous to claim that banks allow fraudulent transactions to occur in order to profit from them. KSL News Radio's Andy Farnsworth has more.
Howard Headley says banks lose billions to fraud and spend far more money in prevention than they could ever make off of questionable transactions. Banks follow established protocols when they suspect a client of fraud so they don't damage a legitimate business by wrongfully cutting them off. He says banks try to be a customer's partner in preventing fraud, not the perpetrator.
Headley says if you suspect any fraudulent activity relating to your account, the first place you should go is to contact your bank. And time for another update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And here is Charles Moran.
Well, it looks like slower speeds, I-15 out of the downtown area. You'll hit those slowdowns about 2700 south to 33rd, and then you speed up until you hit Murray, 4500 south to 90th. Slow speeds in Murray and Midvale. We have no problems in Sandy and Draper, Bangor Highway, Redwood Road, Mountain View Corridor, all moving nicely, and we've had no problems in Utah County. Len?
I-15 just north of the North Interchange where that rollover is being cleaned up. We still have three emergency vehicles in the two far left lanes southbound. Traffic, however, is flowing fairly well past this. Northbound delays are gone now, and it's a nice drive on up to Farmington and around the corner to Layton Hills Mall. We do have a crash in Murray at 7th South and 53rd South near Econico, and one in Sandy at 90th South Temple. Watch for closures on freeway ramps from SR-201 to northbound I-215 this Monday and Tuesday night. Learn more by visiting utahtraffic.utah.gov. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, hot temperatures today in the mid to upper 90s. Pretty toasty out there. Those winds will continue and be gusty overnight. A front comes through midday tomorrow, and that's going to shift the winds out of the south to out of the north. And that'll bring in some cooler air. Highs will top out in the 80s. Stay there through the end of the week. 90s return by Sunday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Right now, a lot of sunshine and 96 degrees downtown.
Well, Republicans in the state legislature, at least members of the House, are going to spend their entire caucus meeting tomorrow
talking
about Utah Attorney General John Swallow and what actions, if any, they may take. You're going to want to join us at this hour tomorrow afternoon. We'll have the very latest on that.
Right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. Doug Wright this afternoon at a Techniclass on 90th South. Hi, Doug.
Yeah, Maria, this is the place to be this afternoon because you can come in and get your rock chip repaired. And Troy Mason is here with me. And Troy, we've got a special deal on the rock chips today that's going to benefit everybody.
It is, Doug. We're doing all the rock chips people can bring us, and we're going to do them for $5. But, you know, normally it's $19.95. But 100% of the money we collect today from rock chip repair, we're going to donate to Primary Children's Hospital.
Boy, that is such a great, great deal. And the very first one you did on this deal was in my 64 Chevy pickup truck. I'm just going to head over, and I'll tell you what. You know what I'm going to do since it's for Primary Children's Medical Center? I'm going to pay full price.
That's awesome, Doug. I appreciate that. And so will Primary Children's. I mean, 100%, whether people want to pay the $5 or the $20, everything we collect today on rock chip repair is going to go to Primary Children's. And it only takes 10 or 15 minutes. You don't need an appointment. We have 18 locations that they can just drop in anywhere in Utah and get that done today before 7 o'clock.
Boy, that is a killer deal. $5 for the rock chip repair, and that money goes to Primary Children's Medical Center. And the next time we talk, we're going to talk about a $99 windshield.
We're doing $99 for the windshield, $49 to put it in, and all you have to do is call us at 562-2200. We're a Utah company, so of course that's 801, and call us at 562-2200. $99 windshields.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you're the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor. and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Ah, Moab, Utah has amazing adventures awaiting you. Moab, an outdoor recreation mecca with the most stunning and unique red rock landscapes in the world. There's the legendary Slip Rock Mountain Biking Trail, two national parks, and the alluring Colorado River. Moab was ranked one of the 10 best outdoor adventure destinations in 2010 by Traveler's Choice. Visit Moab to enjoy world-class whitewater rapids or hiking and biking trails in the LaSalle Alpine Mountains. You'll see petroglyphs, Indian rock art, ancient dinosaur tracks, and museums along Moab's scenic byways. Explore the breathtaking beauty of Moab by hot air ballooning, four-wheeling, horseback riding, canoeing, kayaking, or jet boating. Take in Dead Horse Point, one of the most photographed vistas in the world. Experience Moab's wineries, great shopping, unique restaurants, and local breweries. Go to discovermoab.com for more information. Moab, where adventure begins. Produced in cooperation with the Utah Office of Tourism. Discovermoab.com.
And this portion of our news sponsored by Midwest Commercial Interiors, Utah's office furniture leader for 76 years. Midwest, design, furnish, and impress.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Even more breaking local news on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
The Utah County Health Department launching a new website that aims to help you have the dreaded talk with your kids. I'm KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley.
Other local stories we are following. Davis County Sheriff's deputies get more than they expect when looking into a burglary suspect. Matthew Robert King is accused of taking money from a safe, but detectives now also think he's involved in a widespread car theft ring.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealership.
Southbound slowing before 33rd South. We have a crash at 5300 South and 7th West. Also 90th South Temple Drive. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mid to upper 90s today with gusty south winds, but cooler air moves in tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Right now downtown, 96 degrees.
Well, designated drivers might not be as sober as you think. A new study out of Florida shows many designated drivers are chosen because they're the least drunk, not because they're actually sober. Men aged 18 to 34 have also been found more likely to drive impaired on Utah's roads.
In this community, we expect the designated driver to really be a sober designated driver.
Now, Art Brown with Mothers Against Drunk Driving says alcohol impair with just one drink.
Singer Melissa Etheridge isn't backing down from some recent controversial comments regarding Angelina Jolie's cancer preventative surgery. Details now from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
In a recent interview with the Washington Blade, breast cancer survivor Melissa Etheridge stated Jolie had made the most fearful choice, not the brave choice, by having a double mastectomy. I reached out to Etheridge for clarification and was given a statement saying she doesn't have an opinion of what Jolie should have done. All are free to choose. But she says she still objects to the term brave in describing what Jolie did. Monday night, Us Weekly asked Brad Pitt about what Etheridge said, and he responded that the two are old friends and he's sure they'll talk on the phone. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
It's a tough decision either way.
Yeah, indeed.
Yes. KSL's top national story this hour. U.S. officials will sit down with members of the Taliban in the coming days to hopefully resolve the war in Afghanistan. President Obama says it won't be quick or easy, and he says the Taliban has to renounce al-Qaeda.
Now, for more of our top national stories, here's Cleon Wall at the KSL National News Desk.
The Pentagon unveils its plan to put women on the front lines. ABC's Andy Field has details.
There are only American men in this Afghan firefight. But 2 years from now, the Pentagon will start training women for the job. There could be female Navy SEALs a year later. This is a big change for the military. The Army and Navy will not lower strength and stamina standards to make it easier for women who will officially join frontline troops for the first time.
Jury selection will start July 9th in the murder trial involving an Army psychiatrist. The judge set the date after rejecting Major Nadal Hassan's request for a three-month delay. More congressional testimony about the NSA secret surveillance programs. FBI Deputy Director Sean Joy says they prevented David Headley from another terrorist attack through telephone monitoring.
NSA through 702 coverage of an al-Qaeda-affiliated terrorist found that Headley was working on a plot to bomb a Danish newspaper office that had published the cartoon depictions of the Prophet Muhammad.
Headley was a suspect in the Mumbai, India terrorist attacks. The NSA says it thwarted more than 50 potential attacks through phone and internet surveillance. New York's police department has been sued for its spy programs directed at Muslims. The suit by religious leaders and others asked a judge to stop the surveillance and destroy any records. You could call it a grave mistake. The headstone of former New York Mayor Ed Koch lists he was born in 1942. He's actually born in 1924. The owner of the funeral home promises a correction. International superstar David Beckham has retired from football, but could he play American football soon? Beckham has reportedly been offered to try out for one NFL team. He rejected that offer, saying it wasn't right for him. A source says he might change his mind at some point. Scott Murray, what do you think? You think he could make it in the NFL?
Well, you know, kickers actually have a much longer life in football, American football, than the other players. So, yeah, he probably could.
I've seen other athletes change sports before.
I think he could probably get a good tryout, but there are so many good kickers in the U.S. I'm not sure he'd be able to last.
But can they bend it like Beckham?
Well, that would be the cool thing. If he could do that all the time, he'd definitely
that
make
nice
a team.
Nice draw right through the uprights.
Okay. Exactly. All right, we'll wait and see. Thank you, Cleon. You're just joining us. One of the stories we are following for you this afternoon. If you live in Salt Lake City or have property in Salt Lake City, you could soon be paying more taxes. We'll have more coming up.
And this is the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time 419. Checking traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. And here's Charles Moran.
Well, we have signal problems. Traffic lights are causing problems at 40th West and 90th South. Treat that as a four-way stop. And we have scattered slowdowns. I-15 southbound from about 2700 to 90th South. A little bit of slowing in Bluffdale as well as you climb to the point of the mountain. And then it thins out nicely into and through Utah County. And we have no problems. Bangor Highway and Redwood Road. Len?
Davis County started out a little rough this morning, or this afternoon rather, on I-15 northbound of the North Interchange. But all of that is gone now and traffic's flowing nicely in both directions on up around past Lagoon and into Kaysville. Traffic on I-80 is fairly sparse, but a few more cars around the corner on the east belt where it's pretty much a nice drive. We have a crash in Murray about 7th West and 53rd South near Conoco, and a hit and run about 98th South, and 13th South. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Diamond Rental has everything you need, from chainsaws to backhoes, and the rental professionals to get you started. Visit them at diamondrental.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic KSL's accurate, dependable 7-day forecast. And for those of you stuck out there in your car in the traffic jam, Kevin Eubank sympathize with you this afternoon.
It doesn't last long. I got stuck in the Davis County. Still that overspill from the earlier accident right there in Center Street on I-15 in North Salt Lake. It's cleaning up, though. No problems.
But hot out there
today.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Upper 90s today along the Wasatch Front. South winds 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts stronger. These winds moving ahead of a dry cold front that's marching our way. The moisture will stay up in parts of Idaho and Montana, but the cooler air will funnel through, which I think will be good. Tonight, mild, breezy, temperatures still in the mid to upper 60s. Then tomorrow about noontime, the winds will shift from the south to the north, and that's when the air will cool. Highs will only be in the 80s tomorrow. Low 80s on Thursday and Friday, warming back up for the weekend. Tons of sunshine over the next 7 days, and I don't think anyone's going to complain about low 80s.
No, I think my new plants will like it better than where we are.
Would agree.
Thanks, Kevin.
You bet.
Right now in Salt Lake, 96 degrees.
KSL News Time 422. No matter how bad your luck, you don't have it as bad as Scott Coons.
Well, a lightning bolt struck Coons last weekend for the second time in his life.
This is my second time I've gotten hit by lightning. The first time I was 14 playing baseball, and that one did internal damage. I don't have a large intestine anymore.
Coons is an auctioneer by trade. The Macon, Missouri man says he can hardly explain how it feels to be hit by lightning.
All I remember is the loudest boom I've ever heard in my life, and then I saw a flash, like a welding flash. It's just a blue light.
Well, being hit by lightning twice is rare enough, but surviving two strikes is even more unusual. Still, he says he's not without pain.
I feel like I stood in the middle of a railroad track and waited for a train to hit me. My entire body hurts.
That's terrible. Yeah. Coon says the odds of being hit twice in a lifetime are estimated at 1 in 360 billion.
Well, those two boys down there in St. George, they were under a tree,
right.
And they had the remnants of the lightning strike. It hit the tree, not them. But, man, to get hit twice, that's not good. Well, a good day for Wall Street. We'll get you the latest as we watch Utah's Money coming up next.
KSL News Time 424.
Dad, where did the clouds come from?
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Why are carrots orange?
Actually,
who made the dinosaurs go away?
Well, I'm not sure anyone really knows how the dinosaurs...
Why is that person so big? Does she have a baby in their tummy?
Susie, that's not exactly appropriate.
Why do bugs go in the wintertime?
How do the fish sleep?
Is this worm a boy or a girl?
How do birds fly?
Why can't dogs talk?
Why can't I fly?
Why can't I fly?
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head?
Why is the sky blue?
How do trees get so tall?
Why is dirt brown?
Where does the water in the bathtub go?
Are we there yet?
Why can't you keep your eyes open when you're sneezing?
It doesn't grow on trees. Where does it grow?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Of course, sweetie, come on in.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
In a perfect world, every appliance would be stainless steel, and that stainless steel would never get fingerprints or scratches. Of course, that would be in a perfect world. Oh, wait a minute. It is a perfect world when you call Protect and Shine at 801-557-9308. Because Protect and Shine can take away all those fingerprints and scratches that everyone can't help but leave on your shiny stainless steel appliances every single day. Unlike your spray bottle, just a one-time application can last you up to 5 years, and your cleaning time is cut by 90%. And no more fingerprints. Right now, Protect and Shine will protect 4 stainless steel appliances for only $195. That's not just stainless steel, that's a steal. Normally $295. When you call today, it's only $195. Call 801-577-9308 and Protect and Shine. For more, go to protectandshine.com.
My daughter Pam got sick when she was studying abroad, and I just kind of panicked. I mean, here I am 5,000 miles away. So I checked with Regions, and with our plan, our family is covered just about everywhere. Then they helped me find a great doctor really close to where Pam was staying. You just want to be there for your kids, wherever they are. Our health plan sure helps.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
Shields is gear, passion, sports, and great events that help you get the most out of the activities you love. Here's what Shields is bringing you next.
Join us for the Berkeley Fish Fest. Visit with Shields experts and fishing pros in the industry. Stop by the Berkeley Experience trailer for great deals and more to start the fishing season. Don't forget to register to win prizes and fun family activities all weekend long at this free event. Berkeley Fish Fest at Shields, June 28th through the 30th.
Shields, we're right there with you. And right there in Sandy at 114th and State Street.
News impacts you. Turn to the KSL 5 News Specialists.
Watching Utah's Money on KSL News Radio. When looking for rental housing information online, a study from the Department of Housing and Urban Development finds that gay and lesbian couples are less likely to receive a favorable response to email inquiries about rental properties than straight couples.
City of San Jose is suing Major League Baseball, claiming it's dragging its feet on a proposal to move the Oakland Athletics to a new ballpark in the South Bay City. Now, the lawsuit accuses MLB of using its exemption from federal antitrust laws as a guise to control the location of teams.
Your money at this moment. The Dow Jones Industrial shot up 138 points today to 15,318. The NASDAQ gaining 30. The S&P added 13.
Straight ahead on Utah's Afternoon News, Tremont police are investigating one of their own.
And we'll get you the latest on your drive home as we update traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s.
Oh! It's about to get all nasty up in here.
Mid to perhaps upper 90s. Yes, very, very hot.
It's getting hot in here.
The Summer Swelter.
Summer Swelter. We'll tell you when it breaks.
A KSL forecast every 10 minutes on the 9s.
Mornings and afternoons.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Take you back out to Doug Wright at Techniglass this afternoon, Doug.
And at Techniglass, Scott, this is where you can come in and have that rock chip repaired for only $5. And where does the money go, Troy? We're not going to have a party with it, are we?
No, we're not. It's all going to Primary Children's Hospital. 100% of the money we receive, and that's not profit. That's 100% of the money we receive for rock chip today rock chip repair today is going. We're going to donate it to Primary Children's Hospital.
You know, I brought my 64 Chev pickup truck today because I had a nice bullseye in it. And when you told me that, I just thought, wow, what an opportunity to give. What a great way to give and get that rock chip repaired before it split all over the windshield. Let's talk about a windshield. If somebody's windshield has gone south on them, $99?
That's right. For those people, my favorite people that had that rock chip, but they let it go too long and now it's split across, we're doing windshields for $99 for the windshield today. That's on most vehicles, Doug. It's a fantastic price, and $49 to install. It's a fantastic deal. The cheapest you can get a windshield all day.
It's been a while since we've done this, and you would be surprised how many email I've received saying, when are you going to do that Dougie deal again? And we've got it for you right now. Now, what's the number to call? Because you don't have to have it replaced today.
No, that's the best part. You do not have to have it installed today. You just have to schedule it sometime. I don't care if it's 2 weeks from now or 2 months from now. Just get it on the schedule. You get the $99. Call us at 801-562-2200.
Let's get an update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And first here is Charles Moran.
Well, from downtown to 33rd, you'll see a lot of brake lights. Also from Murray into Midvale. And we're seeing a little bit of slowing on the South Belt. By 215, approaching I-15. Some slowdowns over the point of the mountain. And smooth sailing through Utah County. Here's Len Thomas.
Well, on your way with no delays on I-15 into Davis County, past the North Interchange and up to Woods Cross. Traffic is busy, but with a nice spread between the cars and trucks. Busy traffic through Bountiful at highway speeds and around the corner easing into Centerville. We do have a crash in Davis County on Highway 89 in Maine. That is near the golf course to watch for. And a crash in Murray at about 7th West and 53rd South near the Conoco. From dinosaurs to boating and biking, the adventure never ends in Dinosaur Land, Vernal, Utah. Join us where fun never goes extinct. For more information and stay and prehistoric vacation packages, visit dinoland.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, hot and windy today. South winds have bumped high temperatures up into the mid to upper 90s. Tonight, look for a low of 64. Still some gusty south winds out there. Cold front will move through in the morning hours to early afternoon on Tuesday. That will create a wind shift out of the south, turning into out of the north, and that will bring in some cooler air. Highs will stop in the mid 80s on Wednesday. Low 80s Thursday. We'll climb back into the 90s by the end of the weekend. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank. KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 4:31, sunny in Salt Lake City and 96 degrees.
Floating along fairly nicely on the afternoon drive, I'm Len Thomas.
Our top local story this hour, Pleasant Grove fugitive returns home with a tan, having been nabbed in Mexico. He jumped bail after he was convicted of child sex abuse charges. We get more live from KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour. Peter?
And then we've also learned, Scott, that Jess Bunker possibly stayed with the family of a friend he made in jail. Sheriff Sergeant Jason Randall is grateful Bunker has been captured.
We have a number of child victims that have waited 4 years for justice and have waited 4 years to have this whole process adjudicated. They're now going to have their chance to get this resolved and get past all this.
The sheriff's office worked with Mexican authorities and U.S. Marshals stationed in Mexico to track down Bunker. It took 3.5 years. He now sits in jail on $1 million bail. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Tremont police investigate one of their own for some disturbing accusations. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the story. Paul?
Well, Maria, the Tremont police learned about the investigation into Jeremy Rose about 2 weeks ago.
Obviously, it's a shock. It's a disappointment to have that happen.
Prosecutors and officers are staying tight-lipped about the details of the case. The Attorney General's office won't even comment. But Tremont Police Chief David Nance says Rose was arrested on one count of sexual exploitation of a minor. Nance says the news of the arrest has been very hard on the rest of the department, which now only has 9 officers.
You know, a lot of people are taking it quite hard.
Rose is on administrative leave. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Sometimes uncomfortable rite of passage could become a bit easier thanks to a new website from Utah County Health Department. Health Department's Sophia Yabera says it's meant to assist parents in the conversation about the birds and bees.
The idea behind the site, more than anything, is to help parents get the conversation going. Just give them some resources that can help give them the confidence.
Now, the website, talkingtoteens.utahcounty.gov, focuses on abstinence. That's required by the grant that funds the site.
KSL's top national story this hour. Same-sex couples may be able to marry in certain states, but it's harder for them to find a place to live. Cleon Wall explains live from the KSL National News Desk. Cleon?
Maria, gay and lesbian couples are treated a lot differently when they want more information on homes to rent. The Department of Housing and Urban Development sent out two emails to homeowners seeking more information on rentals. One was from a phony heterosexual couple, the other from a fake homosexual couple. Straight couples were favored over 11% of the time. HUD Secretary Sean Donovan says the findings show they need to point out that everyone needs to be treated the same. The woman who set up the study said it's disturbing how many same-sex couples didn't even get a response. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL News Radio. The Salt Lake City Council votes in favor of a controversial tax increase, all but guaranteeing a veto from City Mayor Ralph Becker. Council Chair Kyle Amalfa says the recession led to such deep cuts that city property like roads and parks are falling apart.
I think everyone experienced a lot of potholes in the streets over last winter, and that problem is just going to get worse unless we invest in our streets.
Now, the council's proposed budget includes an extra $8 million in property taxes. That would mean about an extra $55 a year for the owner of a $200,000 home.
New study suggesting hospital workers may not be doing everything in their power to stop one of the most preventable causes of patient death.
A hidden camera and motion detector study at a New York hospital found workers were soaping up less than 10% of the time. The research was published in the journal Clinical Infectious Disease. Researchers found when they confronted employees about their dirty hands, they got 88% hand washing rates. Hospital-acquired infections are both deadly and expensive. The CDC says they kill nearly 100,000 patients a year and cost the industry $30 billion. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Now, the family camping trip in New Fork, Wyoming got a little scary for a Kaysville family when a bear wandered into their camp. Braden Kelly says his young daughter and son had walked back to camp from the lodge when they ran into the bear. The bear started chasing the two until the older brother ran up yelling and waving and got the bear to stop long enough for all three to duck into a cabin.
It was really scary. It really made us evaluate what is Father's Day, how can we all get along better and do things and just really, bring the whole family in together.
Well, the bear was eventually put down when it tried to attack a ranger.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
Turns out the key to a car burglary ring was a safe. I'm Andrew Brown.
And we'll get you another update as you head home when we check traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the...
Being home to award-winning companies is what makes Clearfield City special. Companies like Futura Industries, a world-class manufacturer of custom aluminum extrusions. Turning raw aluminum into thousands of different components is what Futura Industries does best. Products that you may use every day in your home and workplace, from the automotive, flooring, and home improvement industries to components of solar products, custom workstations, and fitness equipment. Voted one of Utah's best places to work and one of Utah's most admired companies, Futura Industries takes care of their people, their greatest asset, and their people take pride in their work, translating into products that are a cut above in quality and customer satisfaction. Impressive manufacturers, a top-notch city. That's Clearfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious city parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth and for our local economy. Now you know why the slogan "We've Got It Made" is true. Award-winning companies, award-winning people. It's a way of life. Clearfield City.
Why not celebrate summer in bold fashion in beautiful Bryce Canyon City? There's no better place for vibrant scenery, pleasant temperatures, and a scenic road trip as you enjoy Bryce Canyon National Park, a wonderful 7,600-foot high elevation respite that provides mild summer temperatures and cool evenings. There's certainly plenty to do, including hiking, breathtaking photography, ranger programs, and world-class stargazing, not to mention the hundreds of miles of wide-open ATV trails that interconnect Bryce Canyon City at the edge of the Pond Consequent Plateau, great for outdoor enthusiasts and wildlife viewing. Bryce Canyon National Park is open year-round, offering convenient shuttle service with daily runs that connect hospitality like Ruby's Inn and Ruby's Campground sites. Bryce Canyon National Park is perfect for families with astronomy programs and stargazing activities. Ask about the Junior Ranger program for kids. Then, don't forget in July, their fourth annual Geology Festival, July 26th and 27th. Celebrate summer in bold Bryce Canyon City fashion. For information, visit Bryce Canyon City. UT.gov.
In the state of Utah.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 4:45, a court across the Atlantic makes a play for a child abuse suspect here in Utah, but international extradition is no easy process.
KSL News Time, 4:38. The FAA is now investigating the skydiving death of a woman in Tooele County. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has more.
It happened Sunday afternoon near the Tooele Airport. Sheriff's Chief Deputy Duke North says the woman's fall was described to them as a hard landing.
They saw her chute open. They saw her coming down, and something happened.
North says the woman, who had suffered head injuries and broken bones, was flown to a local hospital. She later was pronounced dead. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
Detectives catch on to a larger crime spree after they saw a thief struck a little too close to home. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams explains.
Detectives say Matthew Robert King stole thousands of dollars out of a lockbox from a home where he was staying. That ultimately led investigators here to West Point and the discovery of a car burglary ring. Investigators say these guys had been at it for about a month, and they'd taken iPads, phones, bikes, even road flares.
Detectives say more arrests are very possible. They also say they're working with other jurisdictions to figure out how many additional car burglaries are related.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. And here's Charles Moran.
Well, the Interstate 80, SR 201 merged to I-15 southbound, keeping speed slow out of the downtown area. We'll see more slowdowns in Murray to Midvale, and a lot of slowdowns on the South Belt approaching I-15. That's for eastbounders. No problems over the point. We're looking good in Lehigh and American Fork. No problems, Orem and Provo. Back here in the Salt Lake Valley, Bangor Highway and Redwood Road in great shape. Here's Len Thomas.
Well, on I-15, we had that accident pretty much cleared up there, but we still have a couple of emergency vehicles in the two left lanes on I-15 southbound. This is in North Salt Lake, but traffic is moving along fairly well. Just be aware of those emergency vehicles in the left lane, and you'll get by through. If you're heading up northbound, it looks all the way clear, all the way up to Ogden, so it's a nice drive there. We have a crash on Highway 89 in Maine. That's near the golf course, so watch for that. And a little busy on I-80 eastbound as you leave I-15, but spaces out nicely as you approach Parley's Canyon. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, hot and windy outside. South winds will continue overnight and in the morning hours on Wednesday. Then a little weak cool front drags across northern Utah, and that will shift the winds out of the north and bring us in some cooler air. Highs will top out in the mid-80s Wednesday, low 80s on Thursday and Friday, and we get back in the mid-80s by Saturday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
And right now in Salt Lake, we've got a few clouds and 96 degrees.
Well, Utah lawmakers back on Utah's Capitol Hill tomorrow, and House Republicans plan to spend 3 hours talking about whether or not Utah's AG should be impeached. Tomorrow morning, before that happens, you can hear what Speaker Becky Lockhart has to say about it. She's going to join Grant and Amanda at 7:45, and then you want to join us for Utah's afternoon news.
We'll have reaction to what they talked about up there on Capitol Hill for a long, long time. Yeah, it's right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic and weather station.
There's nothing worse, you know, than when you're stuck in a job and you just feel like there's nowhere to go from there. And finally, Jay and I went toward this place that could be that answer for you if it's a problem you have.
Yeah, if you're going nowhere, it's time to go somewhere, right?
Go somewhere. Go to Teleperformance.
And that's Teleperformance.com. This is a great place to work where they focus on developing careers with their employees, not just turn them and burn them like you see so many other places.
And you don't have to do just one thing there. They have all these different things you could do, like customer service or IT. Or even recruiting, administration. And a lot of people we talked to who were managers started there and worked their way up.
Plus, stay-at-home moms, don't worry. They have an opportunity for you to work from home. Also, 3 locations, Ogden, Salt Lake City, and Linden.
And they showed us that great barbecue area. They have, like, parties, and they really reward their employees for hard work.
Maybe I want to work at Teleperformance.com.
Maybe you should. Okay, so we're talking paid training, promoting from within, a company that really cares about their employees. You can apply online right now at teleperformance.com.
Hey, Mom, can we go rollerblading?
Oh, not tonight, sweetie. Maybe another night.
Mom, parents who spend time with their kids in their younger years have a better chance of being close to their kids in those difficult teen years. I'm 12 right now, and when I turn 13... I'll become a whole different person, someone you won't even know. I'll be a roller coaster of emotions. Sometimes so sweet, you wonder what my motives are.
And sometimes I'll burst into tears because I can't find my biology book.
Okay.
And what about when I start dating? You bring home some guy who wants to take me away to Burma and live in a yurt.
A what?
How are you going to deal with that if we're not close?
Get your blades, honey.
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
Mom, I can't find my rollerblades.
Oh, boy.
Who took my rollerblades?
Okay, calm down. We'll find it.
Just kidding.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I'm Marshall Tate. My company is Midwest Commercial Interiors. The best office furniture designs reflect how employees really work. Plans today are more open, panels are lower and fewer, components are shared, and work surface requirements have been reduced. All this translates to lower costs, if you begin with the right design, if you begin with Midwest. The most costly mistake you can make is shopping one of our competitors' space plans, a plan that relies on 20-year-old office furniture designs, a plan that's 30% more expensive than it needs to be right out of the gate. That's not the way to buy office furniture. At Midwest, we know that the best solution and value begins with proper design. Designing your space right the first time will not only save time and money, but it's going to improve productivity and efficiency, help you recruit and retain great people, and it's going to look amazing, regardless of your size or budget. It's why we say at Midwest, you'll never pay more for office furniture, you'll just get more. And that's my personal commitment. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
Renew, sponsored by Utah Honda Dealers. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda.
More and more opportunities for women in the military, including combat roles, even in elite groups now. Rangers, the SEALs, and Marine Infantry. We'll get your opinion on that on the next Doug Wright Show here at KSL News Radio.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Get updated on the quarter hour with KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, a camping trip for Kaysville family took a scary turn on Father's Day when their young kids encountered a bear. They managed to evade the aggressive animal. It has since been killed.
Other local stories we're following. The FAA is investigating the death of a woman who suffered what's been described as a hard landing while skydiving in Tooele. Tooele County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Duke North says the woman's parachute deployed Sunday, but she still ended up with injuries that ended up claiming her life.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealership.
Southbound I-15 slowdowns before the north interchange. Road crews are still clearing debris from this earlier rollover, and we're seeing delays at the south interchange. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Gusty south winds and extra hot temperatures, but a weak little cool front's coming to town. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Right now in Salt Lake, some clouds, 96 degrees.
KSL's top national story this hour. New study finds same-sex couples have a hard time getting answers on rental properties. Many don't get responses or receive negative feedback. Heterosexual couples were also favored close to 12% of the time.
KSL politics, in-depth news and analysis from the political world. And here's KSL News Radio's Ethan Miller.
This week, Vice President Biden made the prediction that members of Congress will be held accountable at the ballot box for their failure to act on gun safety.
What changed with Sandy Hook, the straw that broke the camel's back, is now those people who support rational safety measures say this will be a defining issue for me. For the first time, a clear majority of those who favor rational proposals say it will matter. It will make a difference in who I vote for. That's a fundamental change in the political calculus out there.
He may be right about the numbers, but most members of Congress live in districts that are drawn by state legislatures to be either as safely Democratic or safely Republican as possible. It seems unlikely there would be a threat from independents in today's carefully controlled electorate schemes meant to bring as little real competition as possible. I'm Ethan Millard, KSL News Radio.
We've been telling you this afternoon about the new plight facing a nanny previously convicted of child abuse in Summit County. A court in Belgium has decided that there's enough evidence to move forward with a trial. Again, Aubrey Anderson on accusations she broke the bones of twins in her care there.
Well, that means the Belgian court will now seek to have Anderson extradited. Brett Tolman is former U.S. attorney for Utah who is now in private practice and joins us live now on the KSL Newsline. Brett, thanks for being with us this afternoon. What is the legal process to have an American citizen extradited to face charges overseas?
Well, it's interesting because most of the time we focus on extradition back into the United
right.
States, and so we often don't view it in terms of the other way around. But the United States is very cooperative with those countries that they've entered into treaties with, and Belgium happens to be one of those countries that we have an extradition treaty with, and the United States takes those very seriously.
Are there any reasons why the U.S. might resist extradition?
Well, there are. Oftentimes, they want to look at the basis for the charges. They want to look at some of the underlying issues. The United States is more reluctant if it appears to come as a result of political issues. Here, when you have children at issue and the potential harming of children, that's going to cause the United States to want to address this more quickly than they might other potential crimes.
And of course, anybody can contest an extradition, correct?
That's correct. And in fact, there will be what is, in essence, some due process here in the United States, a mini hearing, if you will, where they will analyze some of the facts and the evidence. And it does not bode well, though, for an individual if there are also existing charges for similar crimes here in the United States, and so oftentimes that can feel like an uphill battle to fight extradition one way or the other.
So how does it start? Does a Belgian court come to the U.S. Attorney for Utah here, or how does that process get underway to have someone extradited?
That's a good question. It's actually done through working through diplomatic channels, and so there will be the State Department is involved. They will certainly work with diplomatic officials on both sides in order to line up the request, and then ultimately, if there's a resistance, or if there's a flight or anything like that, then officials here in the United States will assist in that if it's been deemed appropriate to extradite.
Brett, appreciate your time this afternoon. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Brett Tolman, former U.S. Attorney for Utah, now with Ray Quinney and Nebaker live on the KSL Newsline.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Let's get another update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And here again is Charles Murray.
Well, the usual slowing in the usual spots this time of day from downtown to 33rd and from Murray into Midvale. South Belt seeing eastbound slowing before I-15 on the 21st South Freeway, slowing before I-15 as well for eastbounders. No problems over the point of the mountain. We're looking good in Utah County. 5 wide open lanes through most of the drive there. Len?
We have slowing again on southbound I-15 in North Salt Lake. Traffic is backing around Main Street as a debris truck is blocking 2 lanes here. We still have a couple of emergency vehicles in that area, so watch out for that. Otherwise, northbound, it's starting to crawl along again here as well, but once you get past that, it starts to ease up on your way up in toward Farmington. And downtown, we're looking at an altercation at 800 East and 7th East. Utah's air can get bad. Do your part. Pledge to ride UTA in July at utarideclear.com. And receive a free one-week pass while supplies last. Sponsored by UTA and Zions Bank. I'm Len Thomas from the KSL Traffic Center.
Time now for the accurate and dependable 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Scott and Maria, hot and windy today across the Wasatch Front. Temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. All of this wind moving ahead of a dry cold front that will arrive on Wednesday. That'll shift the winds out of the north and keep us on the cooler side. Highs only in the mid 80s on Wednesday afternoon. Low 80s through the end of the week. Mid 80s return Saturday. 90s for Sunday and the first of next week. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Sunny and 96 degrees downtown.
KSL News Time, 4:52.
Did you know that a 10-minute HeartView scan could save your life? Detecting heart disease long before symptoms occur, the 10-minute non-invasive HeartView scan provides an extraordinary analysis of the heart and its surrounding vessels and enables doctors to see even mild plaque buildup that may be an indication of early heart disease. As a result, heart problems can be treated sooner, and that leads to faster recovery and a healthier future. For a limited time, a HeartView scan is specially priced at $99 and does not require a doctor's order. It's available at 4 convenient locations: Davis Hospital and Medical Center, Jordan Valley Medical Center, Salt Lake Regional Medical Center, and Pioneer Valley Hospital. For peace of mind, don't wait. Get a HeartView scan today, or give it as a gift to someone you love. For scheduling and gift certificate information on this limited-time $99 HeartView scan, call 866-431-WELL. That's 866-431-WELL. Or go to myheartscan.com. That's myheartscan.com. Go to myheartscan.com today.
If you're just joining us this afternoon, Utah County wants to help parents with the talk to their teens, and they've set up a website for that. We'll have more coming up.
Time now for The Pattern. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, guys. Well, extra hot today. South winds have bumped us up into the mid to upper 90s. Temperatures will cool a bit as a little weak cold front moves into the area on Wednesday. That'll shift the winds from the south to the north and drop us into the 80s. We'll stay there through the end of the week, but 90s and lots of sun stick around on Sunday into Monday and Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank with a look at your pattern on KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money on KSL, New York City is unveiling the first of 25 free solar charging stations for mobile homes in response, in response to Superstorm Sandy. The charging stations are the latest answer to flaws in the infrastructure exposed by the storm that left 900,000 New Yorkers and millions of others without power for days.
Subway sandwich chain is number one at pleasing its customers. The latest report by the American Customer Satisfaction Index shows Subway remains number one with a rating of 83. Others include Pizza Makers, Papa John's, and Little Caesars, both with scores of 82, then Domino's at 81 and KFC at 75.
Sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, but by 2045, humans will be able to upload their minds to computers. At least that's what some futurists believe. It's one of the notions from the Global Futures 2045 International Congress held last weekend in New York. The brainchild of a Russian multimillionaire, the conference features everything from scientific luminaries to swamis and other spiritual leaders.
The Dow is up 138 points. It ended at 15,318. NASDAQ up by 30. S&P up by 13.
From dinosaur bones to boating and biking to petroglyphs and mountainous peaks, Dinosaur Land Vernal, Utah is the place you'll want to stay forever. The dinosaurs did. Dinosaur Land Vernal, Utah is the one place it's truly okay to dig up the past. Experience what it's like to be a paleontologist at Dinosaur National Monument as you view the massive wall of bones, 149 million years in the making, and get close enough to touch over 1,500 dinosaur bones in their final resting place. Looking for adventure? Raft the Green River or visit the Utah Fieldhouse Dinosaur Museum and Gardens with life-size dinosaurs like T-Rex, Allosaurus, and Stegosaurus. Dinosaurs aren't all Vernal has to offer. Vernal's biking trails rival any in the state with the wide open space of the Ashley National Forest or one of three state parks for camping, fishing, paddleboarding, canoeing, boating, hiking, or exploring northeastern Utah. Whether your passion is science, history, adventure, or scenery, Dinosaur Land Vernal, Utah is where fun never goes extinct. To plan your adventure and prehistoric vacation packages, visit dinoland.com.
Smart Mortgage Solution and Equal Housing Lender.
Let's check in again with Doug Wright. He's out at Techniclass this afternoon.
You know, Maria, a lot of people are driving home right now. They're looking through a windshield that is either shot, gone, cracked, it's done, or maybe there's just a little bullseye in it, maybe one of those little starbursts. You can still save it, and you can come into Techniclass, any of the locations, and for $5, and every single penny of the $5 going to Primary Children's Medical Center, we can save that windshield. Right, Troy?
We can. It doesn't matter if there's one rock chip or five rock chips. Come on in. We're fixing them all for just $5 each, and all of the money goes to Primary Children's, not the profit. But the entire amount that we collect is going to Primary Children's. We've had customers coming in here saying, you know what, $5 is great, but I'm going to pay full price because I know it's going to Primary Children's. I think that's awesome.
It is awesome. Just a moment ago, a guy came in and just laid down a 20 and said, hey, it's going to the kids. Whatever, you know, $5, great. Thank you so much. Come on in. Now let's talk about the windshield that is gone. It's over. It's, you know, legs up in the air.
Yep. Well, I do want to say rock chips are till 7 o'clock. No appointment needed. Just come on in. Only takes 10 or 15 minutes. But for those people that don't have a chip anymore and they let it crack, Doug, we're doing windshields for just $99 for the windshields, $49 to put it in. It's on. It's good for most vehicles, really, most vehicles. It's the cheapest you can buy a windshield all year long.
Now, you don't have to put it in today. You just have to make the phone call, and the number is?
That's the best part of this deal. Just get it on the schedule. I don't care if it's 2 weeks from now or 2 months from now. Call us at 801. We're a Utah-based company, so it's 801-562-2200, 562-2200. Get it on the schedule. You get the Dougie deal.
At Big O, we install tires, brakes, oil, and good karma. That's karma with a C. Because when you partner with the good people at Big O Tires to take care of your car, the good comes back to you. So stop in today for our red, white, and blue tag sale and save up to $100 on select tires or services. The good just keeps coming. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Offer and oil changes at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. No carryouts. Installation, shop, and disposal fees may apply. For limited time only, see store for details.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial health and future. Better is one with experience and knowledge of their industry and has your financial future in mind. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your financial health, especially in light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs who belong to the Utah Association of CPAs receive constant and continuing required education to ensure your financial health and well-being. CPAs are the most qualified to advise you on your taxes and are also experts in business and personal finance issues, tax planning, general accounting, overseeing processes and procedures, as well as risk management for all your personal and business needs. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most for your financial well-being. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships, here's Charles Moran.
We have slowdowns at 2700 South to 33rd all the way through Murray, Midvale, and into Sandy. Southbound delays on the east belt. Eastbound delays on the south belt before I-15, and we have slowdowns on the west belt from California Avenue to the Valley Fair Mall. Len?
Charles, we're back to that slower traffic again on southbound I-15 in North Salt Lake. It does look like this will be temporary. Traffic